Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We bring in our dear friend Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. His latest book, New York Times bestseller, Trial of the Century, The Scopes Monkey Trial, Clarence Darrow versus William Jennings Bryan. Greg, thank you for this. You know, Greg, I want to talk to you about this constitutional issue, double jeopardy. The Trump's legal defense with respect to the January 6th charges, as you know, is that he was impeached by the House, but he was acquitted by the Senate. And what the Justice Department is doing, and Jack Smith, the special counsel, is trying to retry the case. And they're saying, the Trumps are saying, it's double jeopardy. Now, Greg, I had Dershowitz on last night and talked about this. And his take was that it's an interesting, clever, and important defense. But Alan Dershowitz, didn't know, he wasn't sure how this might play out. And yeah, it might get to the Supreme Court because no one's really ruled on this sort of thing before. Now, I'm simplifying, but that's all I know. I'm not a lawyer, obviously. What do you think about this double jeopardy business?
Well, I think it's a legitimate argument by Donald Trump and his defense team, and I think Alan Dershowitz is right because there's a paucity of prior case law that, you know, makes a judgment on this. So, you know, double jeopardy obviously is in the Fifth Amendment, but I would go to Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution, and it says that a person convicted on an impeachment is subject to indictment in a regular court of law. But what about a person who is acquitted? You know, because it doesn't say one way or another, the argument could be made that if you're acquitted, double jeopardy kicks in and you can't be tried again for the same offense. And I think there is authority for that. The Office of Legal Counsel, which is the premier office at the Department of Justice that advises all U.S. attorneys, advises the Attorney General, advises all executive branches, issued a memo back in 2000, well before Donald Trump. And they say that impeachment exhausts every single legal remedy. And therefore, if somebody is acquitted in an impeachment, they can't be tried again in a court of law. It would be double jeopardy. Now, Dershowitz is right. There's not a lot of case law on this, although there was the case of the federal judge Alcee Hastings. You know, he was impeached, but only after he was acquitted first in a court of law on bribery charges. So you have sort of a reversal there. Yeah. So, you know, it's an open question. We just don't know. But if I were the lawyer for Donald Trump, I would absolutely assert it as a complete defense.
You know, Greg, you mentioned there isn't much case law. Are there any cases that are close to this?
No, the Alcee Hastings case is the only one, but that was in reverse order. Mm. Now, look, the special counsel would assert, and so would the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, that, wait a minute, the framers intended for an impeachment to be a political mechanism, not a strictly legal one. I'm not sure that that is a legitimate argument when it comes to the double jeopardy clause in the Constitution, the Fifth Amendment, because that doesn't say a word about a trial in a court of law. So, you know, again, yeah, it's an open question, but it is certainly worth examining. And this would be a case of first impression by the U.S. Supreme Court. So, you know, who knows?
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You know, I asked Alan Dershowitz, whom I like very much, this was last night on the show. I asked him just to step back for a minute. This will take a while to adjudicate. And if the Trump defense team wants to take it to the Supreme Court, you could be talking about, what, a year or 2 years before it gets up there?
Yes, you know, they could take it on an expedited basis, and given the gravity of the situation and the upcoming presidential election, I think they would be disposed to do that. But, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, and, you know, the first thing you would have to do is bring it in front of the trial court judges in both Florida, Georgia, and, you know, in Washington, D.C., the special counsel case, and then take it from there. I mean, you could go straight to the U.S. Supreme Court on an expedited basis, or go to the appellate court level next before the Supreme Court.
Or, Greg, I just wonder whether Chief Justice Roberts might not want to take it before the election.
Well, you know, Roberts has been stinging from a lot of criticism associated with prior Supreme Court meddling in presidential elections, most infamously back in 2000. The Supreme Court, you know, had a bit of a black eye over that, and immense criticism by, you know, law professors and legal experts. So, you know, they're never willing to step into anything relating to elections, but they might be forced to.
Well, we'll have to see about all that. Anyway, Greg Jarrett, folks, I just want to put another plug in, Trial of the Century. It's a really cool book. I actually read the book cover to cover. You got a new book coming out, Greg? You working on a new book?
I do. It's called The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. It comes out in 1 month, November 14th. You can pre-order it on, you know, the usual online sources, Amazon.com and so forth. It's a keepsake book. I put together a compilation of America's most important historic documents, and I edited them and explained them all the way from, you know, before the Revolutionary War all the way to present day. And, you know, I write about the history of the United States and why these documents were so vital to our prosperity and our liberties.
Got it. Greg Jarrett, Fox News. Appreciate it, my friend. Folks, quick break. Other side of the break, John Carney of Breitbart. We'll talk about Joe Biden's claim that the economy is in great shape. Ha, 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 ha. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.